Hello, 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 my lovelies. Hi, Jo Warwick here. And so this would have been a live recording and now I'm doing this recording so that you can get the full benefit of this video and this training without the interruptions I was getting with Facebook. So it's just finding the way around. And I think it's really fun because it's an example of something that was going, you know, part of the training today. So this is a better way of doing it. So welcome. This is the breaking your glass ceiling, magnetic glass ceiling, to having more prosperity. And I really want you to be able to get all the juicy details in this training because it's so powerful, so important. And also I have a wonderful, wonderful offer for you at the end of this training. So, and I know that this is the first training as part of Be a Prosperity Magnet. I'm really excited that you're part of the group. I've been doing some lives, but let's just start with a question before we begin. Why are you here in the group? Okay, you've joined the group, you've said yes to it. There's a part of you that is very drawn to wanting more prosperity, more money, more joy, more sales, more clients, more unfolding, and you want it all with ease, fun, joy, grace, etc. You don't want to keep exchanging in that sacrifice of money for energy, time, and depletion and possible burnout. You want to come and have what you want. So asking yourself, why are you really here? You know, there's lots of groups of Facebook. If you found me, if you've joined this, then there's a reason. And I would make sure you come and check in the group, check and watch the videos. It's here for you, but it's only available for you if you choose to be here. So I'm really, really pleased that you're part of the group. I'm excited. I hope you've gained already signed up for your free luxurious living attraction meditation and the trainings. I'm very excited about to say there is a new Be a Prosperity Magnet guidebook and meditation coming as well. So that's very exciting. Anyway, on with the training. So if this is the first time that you've actually come across my stuff, I thought I'd do a little introduction. So just to do a little introduction, who am I? Well, I am Jo Warwick. And you might know me as a psychologist, a therapist, maybe as the author of The Big Book of Love or A Life More Traveled. Perhaps it's as a law of attraction and magnetism practitioner, spiritual teacher, energy healer and alchemist. Or it could be as a previous long-term blogger for sites such as Tiny Buddha, HuffPost or Mind Unleashed. I did that for many years. Maybe as a business whiz, I have built and grown from scratch three of my own commercial businesses, as well as being a commercial business and development director and sales director for many other internet companies, plus having a successful international online therapeutic and coaching business that I've grown up over many, many years. And I've also been able to help other women grow their own businesses. I would be surprised, however, if it was as a former professional competitive sportswoman that I was the first part of my career. But whichever way you know me and have come to find me, I teach, guide and support empowerment and magnetic alignment in women and success psychology to have what you want. And success psychology has been part of my life since being a rider. And I was always guided to look for the path of most success, most ease and grace. So looking for most efficiency. And for me, that's about being in alignment with the universe, being in alignment with yourself. So why do I do what I do, though? Well, yes, I have tons of experience, loads of wisdom, but basically, I have failed forward as much as I have succeeded. I was always really great at making loads of money and success for other people, attracting masses amounts of opportunities and growing businesses, growing masses amount of abilities to attract in my life prosperity. But I was absolutely rubbish at letting myself keep it. So I was always hitting it and losing it through as part of my glass ceiling, because I am awesome at attracting, magnetic to my core. But I also was incredible at self-sabotage, self-devaluing, and keeping myself trapped in a cycle of rags to riches, riches to rags. And as an example, when I had a physical business in Cambridge, I grew the business really fast. It totally aligned, amazing business, had lots of contracted clients paying monthly, on a continuous membership. I had 6 employees working for me. It was very playful, very light. They were paid extremely well. But I left myself with so little money that I had a second job in the pub and I lived with my mum and dad. So that is an example of my wonderful self-sabotage that I used to play out. Now, I have learnt the hard way, okay, which is I want you to have the faster, easier path to total financial prosperity and learning from my path of empowerment and disempowerment so that you can gain what you need from this. So what are we doing today? Well, this is about breaking your magnetic glycine, because to help you raise your magnetic frequency and you're attracting prosperity. Basically, because we want to do empowerment. That's what we want. It's empowerment for you to have what you want with joy and freedom. Now, magnetic means ease, okay? It's really important. It means about being in a path of ease and most joy and excitement. It's about tapping into your natural state. I have methods like my lean back method or the quantum love, my quantum love loop and things like that. They're all about helping you come into this state of flow. Basically, I have a program called Soul Flow, and that's another example of coming into this state of receptivity and also receiving. So we want to be doing that receptivity and moving forward. Now, why talk about the glass ceiling? Because your glass ceiling is causing you a lot of pain. Now, your desires and results are in conflict when, you know, you're here because you want more money, you know, you want more prosperity, you want to have it in all different ways. And when your desires and your results are in conflict, you're leaving you feeling in pain, struggle, dissatisfaction, anxiety, and often exhaustion, because you're either bashing your head against the glass ceiling or playing out patterns of trying to push against it. Fight element. If I break it, it will work. And actually, that's not the way to go through it. And fundamentally, you want to be a prosperity magnet, not a poverty and pain one. So, as I said, at the end of this, I have a very special offer related to being a prosperity magnet. So I hope that you will absolutely watch that. The link will be available too. So, step one to this training. How do I break my glass ceiling? Well, you have to accept that you have a glass ceiling, okay? That has to be the first step, that you accept that you have a glass ceiling. No matter how prosperous you believe you are, that there is a blockage, because you want to have more and you're struggling and unable to attract, receive, create, make more of what you want to have, whether that's sales, money, clients, new job, pay rises, you know, etc. There is not a flow happening in that era of your life, and it is affecting you by the fact that, you know, your glass ceiling is created up by your combination of your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotional energy in your body, and your magnetic field. For an example, such as things as you are not enough. Okay, that's a core one, that on some level you can hit a glass ceiling that I'm not enough, and I'm going to keep hitting that. But a lot of the times it isn't related to what you think. So it's often about the core stuff, and that's what I'm very exceedingly good at, helping my clients get to the core of the issue. It's what I've always done as a therapist, it was as a psychologist. I get to the core of it so that you can get into fast alignment. It's the same when I do my energy healing. So a really great way of checking out to see if where your glass ceiling is to just take a moment and think about your life. Think about what it is you desire. Think about, you know, those areas that you desire more of, as I said, more money, more clients, more sales, a pay rise, new jobs, etc., that you haven't got at this moment. Okay, so think about the desire and then think about the fact that you haven't got it at the moment. And how do you feel about that? How do you feel? Well, how is it that you feel about the fact that you haven't got it and you can't seem to get it? Yeah. And when we think about that, we can feel the glass ceiling. We can feel the signs that tell us we have a glass ceiling. We're in frustration, we're in pain, it feels tight in our body, we might feel anxiety. This is all the glass ceiling. Okay, so accepting you actually have it and you can feel it and it's here is the first step in moving through it, around it, breaking it and dissolving it. So another way to do that is also to think about, okay, well, I want money, and money is the biggest trigger for a lot of people, which is, you know, looking at, thinking for a moment, thinking into your body, connecting to your body as you sit here, connect and just listen to who you are and think about the money that you want. Okay, so think about the money that you actually want. The what would make your life better monthly at this moment? And we're not talking about blue skies. I'm not talking about, oh, give me the lottery, blah, blah, blah. We're talking about what would be practically making your life better at this moment. Now, for some people, that might be an extra $1,000 a month. For others, it could be $5,000, $10,000. It could be an extra $100,000. We all have a glass ceiling at some point. So think about your number. What would make life feel more relief, more joy, more freedom, expansion? Okay, if you had that amount. Feel how that feels in your body, just to have that amount that feels comfortable. It should feel open, should expansive, it must feel an element of relief. Okay, now double it. Double the amount of money. And notice what happens to your body. Does it feel more expansive, or does it feel like it's starting to constrict? Okay, imagine having that monthly. Now double it again. Okay, do you still feel expansive, or do you feel the constriction? And double it again. Now for some people, we may now be up to, what are we, 4, 6, we could be 4,000. For other people, you know, 400,000. You could be at a full range. So we've gone to it double, double, double. Maybe even trip four there, but we basically feel up to the point that you probably by now are starting to feel resistance, that you don't believe it's real, you don't believe it's possible that you could have it, and you will feel the resistance in your body. And notice where you feel it, the constriction, but no longer being expansive, but the constriction either in your chest or in your stomach, or maybe it's in your arms, could be in your legs. So you'll feel that feeling of that's your glass ceiling. Okay, that's telling you that that's where you stop believing. But in the law of attraction, in the universe, there is no limitation. It's unlimited. It's abundant. There is an ever-flowing, overflowing amount of money, prosperity, etc. The only glass ceilings that we have are our own. They are ours. So remember, we're saying accepting you have a glass ceiling. Okay, which leads us on to perfectly number two, which is accepting it's your glass ceiling. Now, sometimes your glass ceiling has nothing to do with money. Okay, so although you might think it's all about the subject matters, you might think it's about money and prosperity, but actually it has nothing to do with that, and it's blocking your prosperity, which is why you can't see it and you keep bashing your head against it, which is why it's sort of kind of see-through. The invisible glass ceiling is really that. So in my case, okay, one of my biggest blocks was about to do with my mum. Now, when I went through my cycles of having the rags part, so when I went downwards towards rags, I would feel my belief that was my dad's belief of I'm worthless without money. So that was one part of my cycle. That would then drive me on to open up and receive the money. And then I would get to a certain level and I would hit the glass ceiling, which was to do with my mum. And my mum, I didn't want to go beyond my mum's limiting patterns that she had around money. But more importantly, I didn't want to become too powerful and frightening for her if I came into my power. And so the little girl in me was trying to keep her safe out of love, and therefore keeping her in victim and me in victim as I was trying to save her in some form. And so you can see it actually had nothing to do with money. It had everything to do with empowerment of my independence, my power, my freedom, because the more prosperity I had, the more I felt like me, the more I was expansive, the more powerful I was as an individual. But my mum had a very damaged childhood, and it took her a long time as I was growing up, you know, that she couldn't handle that empowerment. And she's not like that now, but my inner child was like, oh, I have to keep my mum safe. She doesn't like me. You know, she won't handle it. So it was out of an act of love, but it had nothing to do with prosperity. So this cycle would go, I would hit the glass ceiling, I would lose my money, I would be then feeling the belief I'd taken on from my dad of that I'm worthless without money, I would then come up and, you know, all that. So by accepting that we have a glass ceiling, we can then accept that it's our glass ceiling. Now, in all of that story that I just told you, I didn't say it's my dad's fault or it's my mum's fault. So in step two, accepting it's your glass ceiling means that you can break it. You know, accepting that it's not being done to you. You're not a victim. It's not being forced on you. You're not blaming anyone else. But instead that it's totally yours and it's created by your collection of perceptions, decisions and choices. And therefore, you're already making a shift by claiming it, that it's, you have it and it's mine. You're already shifting, being able to claim your energy back to say, well, actually, it's mine, therefore I can do something with it. I can harness it, redirect it, and control it. But by blaming and shaming, we put it outside of ourselves and we then leave ourselves disempowered. So we want to accept it's our glass ceiling, it's my glass ceiling, and I can do it. It's created. My parents didn't tell me those things. They may have been their own beliefs and their own experiences, but they were all my perceptions of it. And therefore, I created my own glass ceiling. And as I said, had nothing to do with money, on my mum's case, particularly of that hitting that, you know, that hitting that ceiling. It had nothing to do with money. It was to do with trying to love my mum and keep her safe, but actually, in fact, disempowering us all around. Now, when we have these glass ceilings and we want perfection, which is often one of the things that gets massively in the way of attraction, and is wanting it to be perfect. Like, I talk about things being ease and flow and unfolding, but I don't talk about perfection, okay? Because when we want perfection, we can't handle when things are not going perfectly en route to the destination, yeah? So we freak out and we you know, if God loved me, it would all be perfect. Well, that, again, is disempowering and saying it's outside of you, when in fact, that if it's outside of you, it's an opportunity. Sorry, when it's not going perfectly, it's an opportunity to clean up your frequency, clean up your magnetic power, clean up your thoughts, clean up your body, your energy, to basically catapult you to the next level. So it's actually when things aren't going perfectly, it's the perfect gift to go to the next level. You don't want it to be perfect. You want the fun of driving. So I love the fact when I think about, you know, you're on a destination, you're driving and you're, you know, you're going from A to B and you're driving and you want to get to your destination. Now, you don't freak out when you're on the motorway if there happens to be a bit of traffic. You don't suddenly go, oh, I'm never going to get to my destination and it's all rubbish and I might as well have turned round and nobody loves me. You don't sit there in the middle of the motorway going, God doesn't love me, the universe doesn't love me because there's traffic. You just recognize it's traffic and you have an opportunity at this point to take control. So you know, hopefully as an adult, that the best thing to do is to not get stressed. Stress never helps anybody, but instead to take control, relax, look for the solution. Now, sometimes that solution is patience. Sometimes it's overtaking. And that's the thing, you want to overtake these glass ceilings. You want to overtake these moments when you don't, things aren't going perfectly. It's a time to make sure all your wheels are going in the right direction, put your foot down and overtake. But we don't sit there in the motorway just having a tantrum and freaking out because there happens to be a lorry in the way. You know, often we know, I mean, when I sit in traffic and it's actually a, you know, we come to a standstill, I just send a prayer and I'm like, nah, allow this all to be resolved with ease and grace. And I lean back and let it resolve, and it does, always. But if there's a lorry that's coming to my way, I take a moment. If someone's overtaking, and then I overtake and overtake. What a great thing. I friggin' love overtaking. The thrill is in overtaking. But so the part of that is recognizing that, you know, when we accept it's our glass ceiling, we take that power back and we accept that we are trying to move forward on our process of having more prosperity. You want to have prosperity, but that doesn't mean perfection. It means the unfolding, and you want to get really good at your skills to be able to keep coming back to your prosperity and accepting that actually I have the power. The fun is in knowing you have the power. That's what's exciting. And actually discovering just how friggin' magnetic you can be to prosperity when you stop allowing yourself to attract pain and suffering. So that brings us to step three. So one, I have a glass ceiling. And two, that it is my glass ceiling and that I want to have the opportunity to become empowered to allow my prosperity to come through and that I can keep moving forward with it. To number three of how do we break it? Well, for one, I've used that word, but in fact, it's not breaking, okay? Because breaking pertains to force and is actually what's creating more of the problem. When we force against something, we create more resistance. That's physics, okay? So when you push against another energy, it will always come back to you. You don't want to do that, but that's often what happens is we have this program of there's a problem and I ought to keep fighting against this problem. And we actually get more and more stuck, more and more upset. And that can happen just as much whether it's a mental something or an emotional and energetic something. So there can be a lot of this pattern of trying to rid ourselves of something as though it's bad, when in fact, when we fight against it, we cause more of the problem. When in fact, actually, by claiming that it's just mine and it's my energy and I can do something with it, we're already going to start changing and allowing the process to soften. And it's very important for us to look at ways of dissolving the glass ceiling, more like ice, melting it, not fighting against it. So in fact, I was being slightly cheeky. It's really more like ice than glass. So we get stuck in these patterns, okay? Repeating these patterns when we fight against accepting it's ours, it's ours to do with, and also that it's because we're not in alignment with ourselves. So any point where we're giving our power away and we're holding ourselves in a point of emotional, physical or mental disempowerment, we're not in alignment. And the only way to come into full manifestation at magnetic prosperity of bringing in everything you want is coming into alignment of your mind, body, soul, and energy. This simply means coming into getting all four wheels of your car driving in the same direction so that you can drive the road of life to your destinations that you want, being able to handle overtaking and if there's moments of traffic and the road is really smooth and when it is clear to put your foot down and go with it. And being able to then not freak out in the moments of misalignment, as I said, but instead use them as an opportunity to project you forward into prosperity. Pardon me. So it's using those moments to then reclaim your energy, recalibrate it, and get yourself into a point of shifting. Okay. Now we want to pivot. In those fine-tuning moments, we want to pivot our belief systems from poverty to prosperity, yeah? We need to pivot away from disempowerment to empowerment, from problem to solution. It is always very simply a pivoting from this side to this side or this side to this side, from poverty to prosperity, limitation to abundance, a disempowerment to empowerment, problem to solution, backwards thinking to forward thinking, all right? That's the shift, forward thinking. So we're looking to learn how to pivot our thoughts to things that feel better, feel clearer, shifting our emotions and energy so that our bodies feel more open and relaxed, choosing a higher frequency instead of a lower emotional frequency, but a higher frequency, and basically cleaning up beliefs. Every time those traffic blocks appear that are, you know, glass ceilings, giving us an opportunity to dissolve the illusion and get back into flow. Now, that alignment sounds a lot, doesn't it? It sounds a lot. And the truth is, we can't see what we can't see. So a lot of these things, you have to, you know, we need somebody else to be the mirror. And until we are exceedingly good, and I have to say I am a master at this, at using the world around you as a reflection of yourself, we sometimes need somebody else to actually highlight it for us, to be able to say, what's the root cause? I just need your help to, you know, get to the key bit. Why have I got this glass ceiling? Or why is there, you know, this big truck in the road but this glass ceiling? What is the cause? Can you help me get to that? What, you know, if you've had enough and you're basically banging your head, you want to reach out and get help. Now, the problem often with a lot of business coaching or money coaching and things like that is they don't talk about this full alignment. So they might be doing only things for your mind. Some people do some things for your body, but they're not aligning the fact that you need it to all to be your soul, your inner being, your mind, your thoughts, your beliefs, which are creating this emotional state in your body, that's in your muscles, etc., and your energy, which is the whole of you, and this flow of this vibration that you're putting out as a magnet, because we are always magnetizing. Always magnetizing. We are either magnetizing prosperity or poverty. We are always magnetizing limitation or abundance. Always. There is no other route. And the universe is very fair in loving and adoring us of always reflecting back what we are putting out. So it will either show us the prosperity that we're in the flow of, or the limitation, the glass ceiling that's in the way. The belief patterns that are being the way. And as I said with my story, it was rags to riches, riches to rags. So I had two different beliefs that were keeping me in a cycle that, until I fully empowered and set myself free, that I would just go round. And if I was looking on the outside, that was always going to be a problem. But every time I went to try and get help from somebody else, they couldn't tell me because they didn't know about full alignment, and because they wouldn't know, because they were reflecting me back, because I had to learn all about this full alignment, yeah, so that we can shift into it. So if what I've said today resonates with you, of understanding this glass ceiling, and I've shared some of my own stories about coming into empowerment, of attracting what you really, really want, and I am an insane attractor. I've attracted, you know, holidays. I mean, I attract all my things, but, you know, I have attracted free holidays, leaving the next day all paid for. I have attracted incredible jobs, you know, traveling and working around the world with celebrities and, you know, Olympians, and doing the dream job that I thought was going to be amazing. I've also attracted, you know, clients from all over the world. I have attracted vast amounts of money. And I've lost it all because I kept doing that cycle. But that attraction, we all have patterns. And, you know, I've regained things and regained things. But what I'm just saying is that, you know, if this has resonated for you, that there is something, you've had enough, and you really want to know that you're fed up of banging your head against this glass ceiling, and you really want to be a prosperity magnet, and you really, truly want to come to the next level, and you hear in this a hell yes, yeah, that you really want to come into body, energy, soul, mind alignment and be naturally magnetic to what you desire. And above else, having all that money, those clients, the sales, pay rise, you know, new jobs, but you want it all with joy and ease and flow and fun and in enjoyment of the unfolding and the mind-blowing, oh my God, that's all turning up. Then I'm really excited to be able to tell you that I have an incredibly special offer. Enrollment is now open, and I only have 10 spots available at this price, at this time, for Be a Prosperity Magnet. It's a 4-week coaching program to work intensively with me for 4 weeks and shift your glass ceilings and open up to 10xing your prosperity. Massive, rapid growth in your prosperity. We're going to focus on a core area for you, which is something about either money, clients, more sales, pay rise, new job, and having that all come with more ease, joy, fun, flow, and really get to grips with honing your skills as a magnetic attractor. So the link is in the page. Come and sign up if this is for you. Go check out the form information. There is an application. You just hit the button, fill out the application for a call if this is something you really want. The information is there. There is a ridiculous price at this moment. The program is actually worth $8,000, but it is at a ridiculous price. So go check it out. It's a one-time offer, but I've got 10 spots available for this Be a Prosperity Magnet 4 weeks coaching program, okay? And you're going to have it alongside my Soul Flow 21-day prosperity activation system. Now, if you don't want to go ahead with the coaching, you can still access Soul Flow for just $97. It is incredible. Check out the amazing results that the clients have had already on the page, the full information there. It is a full mind, body, soul, energy alignment system. But if you really want to go to 10xing, you really want to magnet, you know, go full out and have a transformation in the next 4 weeks, and you really want to start seeing a massive shift either in your business, in your career, in your pay rise, more clients, more sales, but fundamentally you want to have more money coming in, and you've had enough of things not working for you, go and check out the Prosperity Magnet Intensive link. And I really look forward to hearing from you. So I hope you've enjoyed it today. We've covered step one, accepting that you have a glass ceiling wherever you are. Step two, that it is your glass ceiling and that you can reclaim your empowerment back. And number three, that we're changing it from being breaking a glass ceiling to dissolving it like ice, and how you come into that empowerment and start to use those shifts and not fall to pieces when things are out of alignment, but actually that they're an opportunity for you to propel into the new shift. So if you are stuck and you've been feeling like you are ramming your head against a glass ceiling, then this is the time to take the leap and propel into your new levels of prosperity, and you will love it. So I am sending you much love. We had to do it a different way, but hopefully this has been awesome. Please drop me any comments or questions below, but go check out the links. The full information is on both pages, so just go and check it out, read them, read the testimonials, etc. Lots of love. Bye.